The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm happy to be here this morning. I have Terry Pinch with me this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Pat.
How are you doing?
Excellent. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Good. So, Terry, you've been with us a time or two, and you're going to be with us in the future a little bit. You might maybe want to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I've been a member of SCORE for a little over a year. I joined just after I retired. Spent 29 years working in consumer products in areas such as finance, strategy, sales, customer development, and technology. Worked around the world with starting out. I'm Canadian, background in Canada. Came to the U.S., lived here for a couple of years, and was in the U.K. as well as other parts of the U.S. before I came back here about 12 years ago. And now working with small businesses as a mentor.
Good, good. And you've been a great asset to SCORE. So
thank you.
Thank you much for that. Our guests this morning are Kitty Johnson from CAP Services.
Hi,
Kitty.
Bet.
And Kimberly Lee from the Midday Women's Alliance.
Hello.
Hi, Kimberly.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Good. We've got a packed show this morning. We want to talk a little bit about both of your organizations. So, Kitty, I'm going to start out with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about CAP Services?
Sure. CAP Services is a private nonprofit. We are one of 16 community action agencies in Wisconsin. And we are designated primarily to the five counties of Outagamie, Wapaka, Portage, Washera, and Marquette. Our mission is to transform people and communities to advance social and economic justice. And we do that through almost three dozen programs that we offer in the counties we serve and through four different departments. And those departments are human development, early childhood education, housing, and then, of course, business development, which is the program that I primarily work in. Not all of our programs are offered in all the counties that we serve. Some programs are offered in more than those five counties. Business development has a little bit larger footprint than some of the programs. But our skills enhancement program is offered in Outagamie County, and that is an educational program that helps adults who want to continue to increase their income through an associate's degree, like maybe a CNA program or I don't work in that program, so I'm drawing a blank right now. But it's a great program through the Fox Valley Tech, and sometimes those clients also then end up going through the business development program to start a business, like maybe a massage therapy business, after they've gone to school and gotten their associate's degree.
So you help people along the journey. It's just not one thing and then done, right?
Right. Well, especially our business development program, we offer the front-end technical assistance to help them get started in partnership with other organizations in the community, such as SCORE. We work with SCORE mentors. We work with SBDC educators. We work with the county, you know, different organizations throughout the counties. And we're also now working with Midday Women's Alliance to offer more of a robust program and fill the gaps that maybe have been missed with just our program. And then through the lending process that we offer with our business lending, we work with banks, with the counties, municipalities, and others that do business lending that can't get it done by themselves. And
okay,
we fill that gap then. Or we can be the primary lender if a bank can't do any lending at this particular time. And then we offer ongoing technical assistance for the duration of that loan. So we're there for that client from start to finish as they expand and grow and then become more bankable on their own and don't really need our services possibly 5-10 years down the road or maybe sooner.
Okay. And Kimberly, do you want to tell us what the Midday Women's Alliance is?
Sure, absolutely. The Midday Women's Alliance, I originally joined thinking it was a networking group, which it is. What I've learned, it's so much more than that. Midday Women's Alliance has been around for over 25 years in the Fox Cities. They are here to promote equity for all women and to help them develop their potential through networking. We do advocacy, mentoring, education, and skill building. Some of our core features that we do regularly is, of course, our monthly meetings. We meet the third Wednesday of the month to do a program and also to have networking time. We have a Toastmasters program. We do quarterly workshops for women in leadership development. And we do our annual Black and Pink fundraising ball. So for women of all ages, all backgrounds who want to network, who want to learn, who want to grow, it's a great place to start.
And how would a woman that was interested in joining get a hold of you?
Sure, absolutely. Of course, we have our Facebook page, Midday Women's Alliance. We also have a website, middaywomensalliance.org. So just Google us. You can join as a guest. Absolutely. Come see us. Our next meeting is the third Wednesday of the month. That is April 18th. We're going to have this particular meeting at Butamore Country Club at 11:30. So join us for lunch. I do believe it's a $20 for lunch. And then we will be hearing a speaker. I believe this topic this month is on child abuse prevention, and there's a really great way for women to get involved as adults to help child abuse in prevention in this area. So a lot of great things to get involved with.
So you're promoting the growth of women.
Correct.
Whether they're in business or not, right?
That's correct, right.
And how what things do you do that help a woman who may be interested in growing herself and maybe promoting her business?
Sure. Well, of course, because there was a variety of women that do join Midday, the networking is great for whatever you're seeking for in networking, whether it's to enhance your skills or to get customers. Midday is there for you. There's also a mentoring program that we have. So whether you want to be a mentor or get mentored, in addition, there is also networking events that we do hold. So it's a great way for whatever you're looking for in terms of networking that we can do. And then this new program that we're going to be talking about later today.
Okay. And you also had, I saw on your website, Toastmaster work also, right?
Correct. There is several women in Midday that have started Toastmaster programs around the area and are super involved in that. And we really do recommend getting involved in Toastmasters because to be an effective communicator does take practice for most people. So it's a great way to get involved as well.
Terrific.
Kimberly, as a small business owner, could you talk a little bit about how the Midday Women's Alliance helped you in grow your business?
Absolutely. You know, I am a State Farm agent here in Appleton for over 5 years, right on Calumet Street. I was a first-time business owner and had zero support. I jumped into the small business and really had to figure out a lot of things on my own. Being involved in Midday gave me a platform to meet other women who had small businesses or who worked in corporate America that had certain experiences, whether in marketing or in finance or accounting. So it was a great place to ask, hey, do you know a good accountant? Hey, do you know a good bookkeeper? Or what do you do in this situation? What about a good lawyer? So it's a place for women of all different backgrounds to come together and support you in your business. And then it doesn't hurt as well also to share what you do to hope to get customers yourself.
Okay. Yeah. And Kitty, you've been with CAP Services for a while. Can you talk a little bit about how the organization has evolved over time and the differences you make for the community and small businesses?
Sure. I've been with CAP Services. It'll be 10 years this year. And our business development program especially was a great program. It always has been. It wasn't quite as robust as it is now. And it has become, you know, as an organization even, we've grown so dramatically over the past. We're 52 years old this year, I think. 52. We celebrated 50 years a couple years ago in 2016. And through that process over the years, we've learned, we do a need survey every 3 years to the community. We send out a need survey and ask the community members what is needed. Where are the gaps that we need to fill, and we find that need survey really does give us a good roadmap to what is missing and what needs to be done. We learned that jobs was a huge impact. You know, people weren't getting weren't finding jobs that were living wage paying jobs. They were having issues with finding dental insurance and health insurance and housing and things like that. So through that, we develop our programs and work with our funders. We have private and public funding sources. We write grants for funds, and those funds then allow us to go out and work with those individuals who need assistance. Primarily, we focus with working on with low to moderate income individuals, anywhere from 150% of federal poverty or lower, sometimes 185% of federal poverty or lower, sometimes as high as 200% of federal poverty. Depends on the funds that we have and the grants that we're given. But it allows us to add programs. For instance, we added the Katie Beckett program a few years ago, which is health insurance for disabled and children. And I don't know this program very well, so I have to be careful not to misspeak here. But it's for those individuals who, I think, age out of the program. And there's a gap in the insurance for those children, those older adults, or those younger adults, I apologize. And so that's where we fill the gap there. And that program has grown to a very large part of Wisconsin, not just the five counties we serve, but well beyond those five counties. But with business development, we had a very small revolving loan fund to start. We primarily offered free technical assistance to help those entrepreneurs write their business plans and go to a bank to get funding or start with a shoestring budget, maybe with money from friends and family who were willing and able to help them out. And, you know, we found that it wasn't, we were helping them to start write these business plans, and they weren't able to really get started properly. It's difficult to start without working capital. And banks were not able to lend because maybe credit scores weren't very great. Maybe they didn't have the experience and the history to run a business. And so we knew we needed to do something, and we started our revolving loan fund. We were excited when we would have $1,000 to $2,000 that we could lend to somebody. Our program now, our lending program is very robust. We wrote $1.3 million in business loans last year for the past couple years. This year, our target is $1.5 million or above just for business loans. And we're able to help those individuals with maybe a $1,000 loan on up to, you know, sometimes a $500,000 loan, depending on what their needs are and what we're able to do. But we also do that in conjunction with the counties. You know, the county economic development has money. We do it in conjunction with banks who are community banks and lenders who want to help these businesses, but maybe they need us to come in and take a portion of the risk. We do it with municipalities. The city of Kaukauna has a RAC loan. You know, New London has money. There are certain municipalities that have money that we can help with. As long as we're helping to create jobs, we're helping to create and expand businesses that are helping the community and are especially helping to offer jobs to low-income individuals.
Okay, well, before we go to a break, I'd like to remind people that if they'd like to call in and join the conversation, they can call in at 281-1150 in Appleton or outside of the Appleton area at 866-887-1150. We'd enjoy having you on with our conversation. And we'll come back after the break and continue.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found a new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance. Let Fox help you with 22 locations. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at wbd.org.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. We're here with Kimberly Lee from the Midday Women's Alliance and Kitty Johnson from CAP Services. And we're going to go back to that conversation in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about SCORE. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton. We also have offices in Oshkosh and Fond du Lac, and we serve eight counties basically around those three cities. We have about 50 volunteer mentors at this time, and we have a lot of expertise. We have people with accounting background, human resources, marketing, IT, strategic planning, workflow, just about anything you can think of that a small business owner might need. In order to register for our no-cost confidential mentoring session or to learn more about Fox City SCORE, you can visit our website at foxcities.score.org, and you can learn more about how we can assist you to start or grow your business. We're not just in the business of starting. We also help establish businesses to grow. So, again, visit us at foxcities.score.org, and you can complete an online application. There's no cost, and it's a confidential session, so you don't have to worry about that. You can go out there anytime you like. Again, the site is foxcities.score.org. And let's go back to our conversation. Kitty, we'd like to talk a little bit more about how does a person looking for CAP services and the help that you might be able to give them as a small business owner, how do they find you or find the help that you're able to give?
Sure. We actually have, there's many different ways of finding us. The easiest way, without knowing anybody to give you the information, is to go to our website, capservices.org, and on there you can go to what we do, and under business coaching and lending, you will find there are three names, myself, Jean Cook, and Lisa Rader, who serve in the counties and what our contact information is, our phone numbers and email addresses. We do get a lot of referrals from banks and credit unions. We get referrals from SCORE. Mentors, and we get referrals from other business entrepreneurs who have maybe worked with us, who have gotten a loan from us, or who have had us help them start a business.
So if I were a small business owner and I've been to the bank, for example, and a bank has said that I'm a little bit short on what I'm going to need to put into the project I'm looking for financing on, would I contact you then directly, or would the bank contact you, or how would that process work?
So if the bank has mentioned that they're going to contact CAP Services, then there are banks that we work with on a regular basis. Not every bank works with us. Not every bank knows us. So I guess the safe bet would be to call us directly yourself. And, we can work with the bank if the bank is willing to do most of the loan and they're just looking for a gap. But, yeah, I would say contact us yourself just to make sure.
Okay. And we have a call on the line from Mary Ann. Mary Ann, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your question?
My question is, well, first of all, I'm a member of Midday Women's, and we're really excited about this partnership with CAP Services. My question is for Kitty. Kitty, you mentioned that there's loan money available for business owners. So what is there criteria? Like, I'm a business owner. If I'm looking to expand, would I qualify, or where do I find the criteria to work with you?
Hi, Marianne. Thank you for your question.
Yes.
So as long as your business is located in the counties that we serve, that's the first way we would want to qualify you. So your business would have to be either already established or going to be established in Calumet, Outagamie, Wapaka, Washera, Marquette, or Portage counties, or in Wood County. So that would be the first question I would ask, is where is your business located or where is it going to be located? My next question would be, have you approached a bank? And have you attempted to get a loan through a bank, and was the result from that? And then we would look at what you're looking to do with the money. Are you looking to purchase tools, equipment, machinery? Are you looking to purchase inventory, a commercial building? Are you needing working capital? What is the money going to be used for? Our loans can be used for most things except for usually construction or labor. We don't do anything with outside labor. We could help with working capital, though. And my next question then would be, well, obviously, do you have collateral and business assets to secure the loan with? And then once we have all that established, we would start underwriting the loan just like a bank would do. We would ask you for your taxes and business financial history, a business plan if you have one. If you don't have one, we would help you create that business plan. And what your 3-year financial projections would be, and it would have to be a business that would cash flow, and that would be something that would help the business grow, not just add more debt to the business, and hopefully maybe even create some jobs.
Okay, thank you. And just a quick question for Kimberly. So, is there still time? I know you're going to talk about the grant and the partnership, but is there still time to apply for that entrepreneur grant?
Hi, Marianne. Thank you for your question. What Marianne is talking about is the collaboration. It's probably a really good time to talk about that with CAP Services that Midday Women's Alliance is announcing. But as Kitty was talking about, that there are sometimes when you apply for funding with CAP Services, there are some funds that can go for services, but that, like she said, labor you can't apply for loans for. So in working and collaborating in the community with Kitty, with a mutual customer that we both had, we did notice that there was some gap funding. There was some resources that was needed. And knowing that Midday Women's Alliance had some of those resources, we put together an entrepreneur grant program to kind of fill in this gap. And what we're doing this year is we're going to be awarding $1,500 to a woman business owner and give over $2,000 in business coaching. The application process is currently ongoing, and the deadline is April 26th, so we're really excited to announce that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thanks, Marianne, for calling.
Yes, you're welcome.
I'd just like to remind everyone, if you'd like to call in and join the conversation, our number again is 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, it's 866-887-1150. You're listening to Biz Talk and 1150 WHPY and 103.5 FM.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here with Terry Pinch this morning, and we are talking to Kitty Johnson from CAP Services and Kimberly Lee from the Midday Women's Alliance. In the last segment, I shared with you the no-cost confidential mentoring that's offered by SCORE. At this point, we'd like to talk about a couple of different educational sessions we've got coming up in the near future, and I'm going to turn to Terry.
All right. Wednesday, May 2nd is going to be a pretty busy day for the SCORE chapter. We've got two major events going on. The first thing is that is the Small Business Week is put on by the Small Business Administration. And the local SCORE chapter is going to have an event at Liberty Hall in Kimberly on Wednesday, May 2nd, to honor local small businesses. So we'll honor five local small businesses that have been successful, as well as honoring five banks and credit unions that have helped local businesses and entrepreneurs. In addition, we're going to announce the winner of a grant, a new $1,000 grant from SCORE that goes to a business that has made significant improvement in the last year, over the last year. Okay. Registration and networking is at 5 o'clock, and that will be followed by the program at 6. There will be free hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar, but for people who register by April 26, you'll receive two tickets for the bar in advance, and we do ask people to register so we can order enough food. So go online at foxcityscore.org to register and get more details about that event. In addition, that morning, we have an event at the Bordini Center at Fox Valley Technical College. Working together with the Venture Center, we are going to be hosting a national program offered by Google around online marketing and getting your business online. It focuses very much on how to use search and maps in the right way for your business. So we find with many of our clients, when we go out and do a search, they don't even show up in search results. And this work with Google can get you to the top of the list in local searches and helps with maps, too. And it talks about things you do to market your business better online. So it's a very good event. Again, it'll be at the Bordini Center from 10:45 to 12:30. And that is sponsored by Google as well. And again, hosted by SCORE and the Venture Center at Fox Valley Tech.
Thanks, Terry. I know that Google event is going to be really exciting. Mm-hmm. We've been doing a lot of stuff in the last month or so in our SCORE chapter around that. And I think that's something that any small business is going to want to pay attention to, because it's very low cost, or if not free, and can really boost your presence and awareness. So let's go back and talk about the grant that we're here for this morning to explain. And Kimberly, I'm going to turn to you, and you started talking about it a little bit, but can you go back and maybe explain where this came from and what you're trying to do with the grant, and you know, what it's all about, how somebody might be able to apply?
Sure, Pat. Midday Women's Alliance has always been a huge supporter of women doing great things, and small businesses are the heart of what we do in this community and how we grow a community as well. And we just found that there was not a ton of resources out there for funding for women in particular in small businesses, and not a ton of support specifically focused on women. So that is a cause that we have taken on this year, and we're going to be supporting that through this new entrepreneur grant program. It's called the Fox Cities Women's Entrepreneurship Grant Program. We're going to be giving away $1,500 to one female business owner through a competitive process. As well, we're giving over $2,000 in business coaching services. So what that looks like is that we will be meeting with this woman grant entrepreneur once a month to do business coaching. If we find out that what we are not being able to offer is not present, we will find those other networking contacts for her, as well as this grant is going to give her an opportunity to be a member of Midday. We will pay for that, as well as her monthly meeting lunches, her wild quarterly workshop funding, as well as tickets to get into Fusion, which is a big event in the community for women. In addition, they're going to be involved with CAP Services. CAP Services is going to help this woman small business owner with her business plan if she doesn't yet have one, or help define and refine the business plan. So what Midday did not want to do is reinvent the wheel, and there's already a great program out there with CAPS in helping small business owners. So Kitty wants to explore that a little bit more.
Right. So I think this is a great program, and we were very excited when Midday Women's Alliance approached us with this. It's a great opportunity to help us focus on an entrepreneur out there that maybe otherwise wouldn't hear about us and wouldn't be able to participate with us. We'll work with them to, like Kimberly said, either start that business plan, write that business plan, or maybe tweak that business plan, because maybe they're already existing and they need to grow a little bit. They don't know how to grow. And so we'll help them look at their market and analyze, what are they doing now that's working, what isn't working, and what needs to be changed, that we can help you grow in the way you want to grow and in the skill set that you have. And like Kimberly said, get them the resources they need. Maybe we don't have every bit of education that they need, but we can bring in maybe a SCORE mentor that is more versed in a certain topic that we're not quite versed in, or we can bring an SBDC counselor in to help them as well.
So oftentimes a small business owner is really good at one or two things that they do. Maybe the business that they actually have, and perhaps like in my case, accounting, but then I'm not very good in a whole lot of other things. And so when you're small, you have a hard time being able to afford people. Mm-hmm. And this is a place where you can help them with this grant to actually get some of that help to say, okay, I need, you know, maybe human resources or right. marketing or things like that. So this will go on for the whole year, and it's once a month for the year. And it's also, that's good because it doesn't there isn't too much information at one time. You can get the help and then digest it and work with it and things like that. Right. What qualifications does a woman need to have to qualify for this?
Well, the woman does have to have a business in the Fox Cities, has to be the majority owner and the majority manager of the small business. For the first year, we're wanting to see a woman who has at least 1 year in the business because we do want this program to become successful. So it's somebody who has not yet started the business should not yet apply this year, but next year for sure. Definitely, you know, getting also involved for these women in Midday Women's Alliance would be key. Because like you're saying, it's a foray of women that have these different experiences. And as an entrepreneur, you're probably good at one in two things. Well, you're going to find those women who are good at the other things in a group like Midday Women's Alliance.
And that group togetherness is really important, to having somebody you can talk to who's been through it before.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And we want somebody who is wanting some assistance, who wants some help, who is open to, you know, meeting with us and open to some suggestions and some networking help, as well as maybe some more technical help.
Okay.
And I think where CAPS comes in and what they're doing for the community is they're really focusing on people who are going to hire more people in the community, who are going to end up benefiting the community. So we're really looking for a business, too, that is going to help Appleton grow.
Could you talk a little bit more about the consulting that's given with us and exactly how that'll work and what kind of things you think would really help the woman entrepreneur who wins this award?
Well, we find a lot of times, like Pat said, is when you're an entrepreneur, you know your industry a lot of times. You know, maybe you're a salon, you're a stylist, you know the salon industry, but you don't always know business management. How would you know business management? And so it's a trial and error. It's a learn as you go. Things change as your business changes and clients change. You know, that business management need changes as well. So what we try to offer them is that extra assistance. We don't want them to flounder with, you know, employment laws. We don't want them to flounder with tax laws. You know, we're not accountants, we're not attorneys, and we don't claim to be, and we, you know, we don't want to misguide anybody, but we do guide them the right way to help them get connected to the right people that will help them if we are not able to. Marketing isn't always everybody's forte, and sometimes they know social media, but they don't know other ways of marketing, or maybe they're too shy to really be able to get out there and network like they need to. I think that's where Midday comes in. It's a great resource for them to bring them around to knowing how to network with other individuals mm-hmm. and feel more comfortable with that approach. And networking can be a great resource for growing your business if you can do it correctly and have a great return on your investment of time. You know, time is money, and as entrepreneurs, they don't have a lot of time to be spending in meetings all the time and running around. It has to make sense when you intend something that you're getting something back out of it that helps your business. And I think that's what Midday Women's Alliance, as well as CAP Services Business Coaching, does for them.
Okay. So, Kimberly, could you tell us a little bit more about your WILD program? You referred to that a few minutes ago and what that is.
Sure. It's just another one of the benefits of being a Midday Women's Alliance member. You do get entry into leadership workshops quarterly that we do sponsor, and they are on topics like SCORE, like you guys are doing around Google, networking, marketing, also creating good boundaries, healthy work-life balance, a variety of different topics that I think that will interest a variety of different women. So that is just one of the benefits. Of course, you can attend these leadership workshops and not be a member, but of course, economically, it makes sense.
Okay. What are some of the unique issues and opportunities that women entrepreneurs run into that maybe men don't see as much of, and how do you help with that?
That's a great question. You know, I was just thinking about that. But I think what's different about being a woman business owner is there's not a lot of us out there, number one. And number two, we don't have a lot of mothers that were women business owners. So we didn't grow up learning how to be an entrepreneur as women. So I think and what we do bring to the table is our ability to network, our ability to socialize. But I think sometimes, too, our confidence might impede us from taking risks in business. So if you're around other women who have already done the risky business work, we can definitely come alongside and support you and help you get over any fears that you might have from starting a business or growing a business. So I think that's important.
Those are great things. You know, I have to think about the value of networking to help with that. And, you know, the comment you made about not having mothers who may have been in business before that can actually show you the example and things like that, where there's real value mm-hmm. to that.
I think confidence is a big thing that women struggle with. And I think talking to women of all ages and all backgrounds who have done the work already or have had the experience with what you may be fearing is a key thing to have in your life if you're trying to start or run a business.
So how would a woman be able, can you want to go back and give us how they could get a hold of you if they're looking at joining the Midday Women's Alliance?
Sure, you know, getting online and Googling Midday Women's Alliance is great. Of course, if you want to contact me directly, Kimberly Lee State Farm, I'm all over the place for marketing because that's my forte. If you're interested in signing up for the grant, the deadline is approaching very fast, April 26th. There is a little bit of work you'd have to do to put together the application. So if you are interested in getting a hold of that grant and have no luck on Googling it, please call Kitty. Her phone number, 920-209-1384. Her email, kjohnson@catmail.org. So getting a hold of either Kitty or me, we would be happy to help put you in the right direction as far as membership with Midday or applying for the grant or more about CAP services.
Kitty, you talked about how over time the programs with CAP services have expanded as you've done your surveys and learned new things. What are the most recent programs that you've put in place, and how does that help women and men as they start businesses?
Well, as an organization, I really I don't want to touch on the organization because we are such a robust organization. We have like 3 dozen programs, and I don't really even know all of them because they're all over the place. But I can tell you in Outagamie County, the business development program is growing. Our business lending is growing. We do have a consumer auto loan program, which is called Work in Wheels. That Work in Wheels program offers low-income individuals 150% of federal poverty or lower, which would be around $31,100 for a family of three. We offer them the opportunity to purchase a reliable vehicle at $5,000 or less from a dealership at 0% interest for 2.5 years. And that program helps, you know, with, you know, women and single mothers and just, you know, anybody who is working. They have to have a job or they have to have the potential of getting a job and need reliable transportation. We also, like I said, Katie Beckett's growing quite a bit. Our skills enhancement program is really big in Outagamie County, and that has been growing. They've been adding some online classes in an area. I don't know which county that is, but they are offering online classes, and I do think that there is some membership opportunity available. And or some enrollment opportunity available, I should say. But with the business development program, where we have grown the most is in our opportunity to offer loans which has been a huge impact. Individuals who don't have the struggle of getting a loan don't realize the impact it is for somebody who is trying, you know, they're trying to get a business started. They have a great business concept, and they just can't get it done on their own. They can't get it done with the resources that they have available to them. So what we're able to really offer them is that collaboration with a team of individuals and organizations who can help them with their business management and their business planning, get that business started, acquire an existing business or an expand an existing business, and get the actual funding to get it done, get the actual tools, equipment, and working capital that they really need to make that business cash flow and successful long term.
One of the things we really like to get across in this program every week really is how many resources are really out there for small businesses. You don't have to do it on your own.
Right.
With CAP, with SCORE, Midway Day Women's Alliance, you've got SBDC in Oshkosh as well, and there's a lot of, and the Fox Valley, the Venture Center of Fox Valley Tech. So there are an incredible number of resources out there that not enough people are using to really get going, and it can make a significant difference in how your organization works. So I do want to build a little bit on networking again with the Women's Alliance and how that works too. So if you a couple closer.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have time at each meeting, although we do have an educational component, we do have time to and put together structured activities to meet other women during our luncheons. There are also monthly networking opportunities within our networking group. I think they do breakfasts as well for networking. And then, anything that you do is networking. So whether you're on the Black and Pink Bowl committee raising money every year for, like we did this last year for Habitat for Humanity, you're networking when you're working towards a common goal. So any of the educational opportunities have the networking component, but we do have that monthly meeting, that monthly lunch meeting, which is going to be coming up on April 18th, Wednesday, 11:30 at Butamore Country Club, and that's a great way to get started.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take our last break. I want to remind you that you're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial real estate or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I would like to take a little bit of time right now to thank our sponsors that support us each weekend. We couldn't do this program without them. They include Fox Communities Credit Union. We're grateful for them. Alberts and Haling CPAs. Legal Business Edge, that's Sarah DeBruin's firm. She does a lot of SBA mentoring and work with us. WBD, Wisconsin Business Development Corporation, they are the 504 SBA loan experts. And then Candale Marketing, they do a lot to keep our website up for BizTalk. If you'd like to go out and look at that, it's biztalkwithscore.com. Thank you for that. And then Business News, if you're not getting that newspaper, it comes out every other week. It's a great newspaper to keep in touch with what's going on in the community and as far as business community and things. And it's $20 a year. It's very cost effective to be able to purchase it and keep track of what's going on. So I'd like to turn back to Kitty. And you have one more thing that you'd like to make us aware of that CAP Services is doing.
I do. So we're excited about the Midday Women's Alliance grant collaboration that ends, the application ends April 26th But we also then, almost immediately following that, we have our third annual business growth application, which we launch on May 20th, and that is on Be a Millionaire Day. We thought that was a nice way of launching that. And that application will be able to be found on our website, capservices.org. And those businesses have to be in the counties that we serve, Calumet, Outagamie, Wapaka, Portage, Washera, Marquette, Wood, and have to be in business for at least 2 years and are looking to grow in some way, shape, or form, whether it be clientele, footprint, however.
So we've heard this morning a couple of great opportunities for small business people to get help in their journey. So thank you much for that. We'd like to turn at this point to the biz tip of the week. So I'm going to ask Kimberly, what biz tip do you have to leave us with?
Well, you've heard it before. People don't care about what you know until they know you care. But I would go further and say people don't care what you have to sell until they know that you care. Because I think more and more with this generation that's coming up, we're learning that social advocacy, that the fact that you care does really matter in sales.
So true. And Kitty?
So my business tip is for men and women entrepreneurs alike. Don't struggle to do business starts and expansions on your own. There is so much support out there. Don't do it by yourself. Get a team of mentors and coaches around you, and let us help you. Too many times I hear 2-3 years later, once you're struggling, I wish I'd have known about your program. I wish I'd known these resources were out there, and then it's too late for us to help. So get us involved early. Get us involved often.
Great. It seems like that's a thing that a lot of us have trouble with, asking for help. And, you know, when you find those things, that help is there and somebody's willing to give you that help, it feels so good, but you've got to step up and ask for it first.
Right.
So.
Yep. And I think some people think it's a weakness to ask, you know, when you're first getting started and you care too much about your brand to ask for help. But that's why such, you know, Midday Women's Alliance or other networking groups are so good, because you have, you know, people, like-minded people that you can ask for help with.
Right. And how important it really is. And that's what SCORE is all about, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see younger generation, the millennials, coming into both your organizations more, and that being a different type of approach that you have to work with? Or?
We actually see, I do see a large age range. I see anywhere from 18 on up into their 70s. We do see the entrepreneur climate is very big right now. It's very strong, and it can be an issue. Sometimes pride can be an issue, but sometimes it just really is a matter that they just really did not know about us, or they don't know the right questions to ask. They don't know how we can help them, and they don't realize it's free. We offer no-cost assistance, so sometimes it seems too good to be true.
So, again, let's go back. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you at Cap Services, how would they do that, Kitty?
You can go to our website, capservices.org. You can click on what we do, and under business, coaching, and lending, you will find the three coordinators who work in the counties that we serve for business development and lending. For me, you can contact me in Calumet, Outagamie, and Wapaka County at 920-209-1384, text or call. And my email address is kjohnson@capmail.org.
And Kimberly, you want to give us one more reminder on Midday Women's Alliance?
Absolutely. Midday Women's Alliance. Google us. We have got a great Facebook page as well. Our next meeting, if you'd like to show up, is the Lake Butamore Country Club, 11:30 for lunch on April 18th. That's this coming Wednesday or upcoming Wednesday. And then to get more information, either with the grant application or with Midday, feel free to contact me at Kimberly Lee State Farm, 882-4200. Or contact Kitty as well in the CAP services information she provided.
Okay, ladies, thank you very much. It's been very exciting. We're glad you're here, and we're glad everybody listened in. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you.